If you use the bottom-up approach, right, you start at the bottom of the bureaucratic mountain, you engage with that operational end user, you understand what it is they need, right? You provide insights on what the state of the art is, right? What your capability provides vis-a-vis their current capabilities. You work together to tailor that capability to their operational needs and their current operational environment, right? You tailor it to their use cases. Then you can work with them to develop the documentation that is required to go up to the next step, right? To go up to that staff level. You can have them articulate what their requirements are, which you may have discovered through that collaboration process, right? Almost always, if you're going to go up to a staff level, you need to write something down. It might be a urgent operational need statement, emergent operational need statement, urgent operational need statement. It might be a full-blown capability development document. Who knows? Depends on what kind of technology you're working on, but you have to write something down so that person at the staff level has a documented need or requirement to work from. You can't just call them up and say, "Hey, we need X." And so working with that end user and helping them, educating them and facilitating them, articulating that need, when you go up to that staff level, you can say to them, "Hey, we have this new capability. We tailored it towards your end users. It is better, faster, cheaper than what they currently have. Ideally, it's cheaper, right? In most cases, if not every case, it's going to have to be better and or cheaper than what they currently have." Sometimes there'll be a completely brand new thing, right? If you're developing counter hypersonic missiles, maybe there isn't a legacy technology that you're replacing. But for the most part, if you're working with a current operational end user and you're building a technology, in some way, you're replacing something they already have. But having a very clear understanding of what it is they currently have and how your thing compares in, cost and capability will enable that next level, that staff level, to say, "Hey, this new thing is better than the old thing, objectively, right? It gives me a better capability at a lower price. Why would I say no? It's a no-brainer. And I have this clearly documented evidence, right? This material that the end user has given me. Now I can go up to the next level. I can go to the senior leaders. I can go to the next acquisition level and advocate for this new capability. I might be able to find money in my budget right now to do an early prototype effort to bridge to that next step." And working with that staff level, the two of you, right? You and the end user and the staff can go up to that senior leader and show them, "Hey, we have this new capability. It's better than the old capability. It supports your vision and your objectives." And you can then leverage their support to go up to the next level, right? If it needs to go up to the secretariat in their respective service, right? It has to go up to the Secretary of the Army staff, which is where all the acquisition folks are, or the Secretary of the Navy staff, where all the acquisition folks are. That senior leader can apply their support, right? Their weight behind your need, which then adds credence when you go up to that next higher level, right? And so the sequence is not really that different. The difference is that you are all on the same side of the table. You're not working at cross purposes with the staff. You're not working at cross purposes with the senior leader. You're all working on the same team to ultimately get what you want, which is your thing bought by the government.